In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you.
Education is being redefined.
It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
At the demand of the uneducated.
I hit the ground behind the curve, looking over.
The ideas.
I saw
of the
student
uneducated.
Hit. He stumbled, and another student tried to pull him behind the car.
The student
under
has an inherent right.
Is
the student
fell
behind the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you came in little thing, like, started blowing up, and you everyone in the cafeteria, and then you were laughing and running up the stairs, and they were shooting anyone of color wearing a black hat or playing a sport. And they didn't care who it was, and it was all like, who's rain.
However, I do feel that a type of vacuum has been allowed to exist and been created in the black community in terms of that no individual or no person is out speaking and articulating the sentiments of the masses of people in this country.
False media, we don't need it, do we? 24/7 lies coming out my TV, reality TV, survival of Iraq. Only difference is some of them ain't coming back. CNN laughs as Baghdad burns. Didn't forget the past, but no one learns. Reinforce panic and fear to entertain. Shock value desensitizes the brain. Media still playing video games. When the kids go Columbine, it's a shame. When countries go Columbine, I guess it's cool. The media's there to add fire to the fuel. The media's there to be the government's tool. America's there to be the media's fool. Propaganda running rampant on the screen. Best believe I'm believing only half of what's seen. And none of what I hear got me living in fear. The apocalypse will be televised and it's near.
How the shit went down. Don't believe the hype when it comes back around. The sound of bullshit keeping us dumbed down. Around the same place where the truth is found. It's been buried beneath the lies and propaganda, diverting our attention when we try to demand them. Look at the facts that they're trying to hide, and the plans for our own mental genocide. With the resource coup under the guise of freedom, and the search for a puppet dictator to lead them. Now Mr. Murdoch is playing Gobles for G-Dub. Fox News singing that shit like a glee club. GNN is my source for news, and fuck Bill O'Reilly and his racist views. So turn off the TV, cause it feeds me nothing but lies to deceive me and you, my people.
But with an unblinking eye, picture a picture, flat screen, plasma, pixelated dream. Thousand plus channels that satisfy your wishes, beaming in from the satellite dishes. Most of us, it's a daily routine, all the way from D to TV, all obscene. Let's not miss words any longer, F-U-C-K-T-A-T-F-double-C. Every 10 minutes they sell junk for cash, like a machine that burns fat off your ass. Or they might show basketball, the hawk a sugar-filled drink making you bounce off the wall. Save the daytime drama for your mama, planning on the couch in funky pajamas. Faces across the nation, mental slaves to the local TV and the radio station. The news is for sucks, sitcoms are shitcoms. Reality TV's got me going to fits, y'all. Pushes for consumption, greed and glamour, shutting my set off with a sledgehammer.
Distort news on a television broadcast. You know what? They can all kiss our asses. $425,000 jury verdict in favor of journalist Jan Acree was reversed. She wanted to tell the truth, but big business protected by the First Amendment. Fired for a slanted story about using growth hormones in dairy cows. America, I ask you how? In the fuck can the FCC say that distortion is only a policy? Now you see why you shouldn't believe the HYPE. Thanks for the info, Mike Gatti. We're gonna pass this along. I don't care who get mad at me. The media, written, spoken, is full of bull. Here's a lesson for y'all. From the impossible. 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 From the impossible.
Is, of course, oil, which has brought a better life to all the people in the USA. But the key to making oil work for everybody is competition.
Sounds splendid. But that competition, not our kind of thing at all.
Brand X?
We can't quite get a straight answer.
Hurt elbow!
Short, close, fun.
Attention! This is your beloved leader!
I appreciate societies in which people can express their opinion.
There ought to be limits to freedom.
You do a lot of work with boys.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I never told anybody to lie.
I delivered the message.
Well, the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsi.
Proud of tradition.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Proud in service.